Just control them.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, May the 20th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We call this Reaction Monday. What'd you think of the weekend? What'd you think of Brooks Koepka's fourth major in the last eight, shooting eight under par for a two-shot victory over Dustin Johnson? It never really got all that close. It kind of Didn't play very well, five over on his last eight holes. But he had that cushion built up. There was no point in time that you felt Dustin was going to win the golf tournament. But got within four and three a couple times, and two there on the last two holes. But no point in time we think that it was ever in any doubt. So congratulations. Koepka wins his fourth major. Again, his fourth in the last eight. And really, really good stretch. The best we've seen since Tiger won 7 of 11. Tiger missed a cut, didn't play well, obviously. And Jordan Spieth finished third in the event. Was never really a factor. No one was a factor besides Brooks Koepka up at a great golf course. But to be honest with you, it was Koepka's dominance that took a little bit away, I think, from the PGA Championship. Congratulations. Dustin Johnson finishes second there. Clemson takes 2 out of 3 from Wake Forest over the weekend. In baseball, the Tigers finished 33-23, 15-15 in the ACC, setting up the ACC tournament this week in Durham. And you will hear Clemson right here tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, 10:30 pregame show against 12th seed Boston College. The Tigers are the 8th seed. They are in with also the top seed Louisville. Clemson has Wednesday off. They'll play the early game again on Thursday against top seed Louisville at 11 a.m., 10:30 pregame show. If the Tigers do advance from Pool A, they will face the winner of Pool D, which is Miami, North Carolina, and Virginia. Those teams going at it in their pool. That will take place Saturday at 1 o'clock. 12:30 pregame show, single elimination there. Then the ACC championship game will be Sunday at noon. You can hear all that here, 11:30 pregame show. So hope the Tigers make that after a decent end to the season there, playing a little bit better. We'll talk about the format again out now, just to set it on up. The format, 3 teams per pool. Four pools. You play the other two teams in the pool. The team with the best record out of the pool advances to the single elimination semifinals and finals. Gamecocks get a big win down in Mississippi State. Got crushed the first two games. Got a nice win. Dramatic win, 10-8 on a Saturday to advance to the SEC tournament. They finished the regular season 28-27, just 8-22 in the SEC. Now, theirs is more simple in one way, more complicated in one way. It's no pools, but it starts out with a single elimination game against LSU on the last game on Tuesday. If they win, they faced Mississippi State at the beginning of a double elimination segment. And that would go all the way to the semifinals, in which they would go back to single elimination for the semifinals and finals. So they go single elimination, double elimination, single elimination, single elimination in the SEC tournament. If you follow me, just whatever. We can talk about recruiting over the weekend, in which Clemson got a five-star on Friday night, Miles Murphy. Murphy is the ESPN's number two overall player in the country, number one defensive end, number one player in Georgia. Rivals.com has him the number 11 overall player in the country, the number two defensive end, the number two player in Georgia. And 247 has him the number 13 overall player in the country, the number two strong side defensive end, and the number one player in Georgia. ESPN and Rivals have him as a five-star. 247 has him as a four-star. Saturday, Clemson gets their 16th commitment of the year. Running back Kobe Pryor, Cedartown, Georgia. Three-star by all three rankings. And the second back of two with him and DeMarcus Bowman going there. So 16 now. Now the Tigers kind of catch their breath after what was an unbelievable May and unbelievable five-star May there. So we'll talk a little bit about that and maybe who's coming up next for Clemson and his recruiting rankings. Obviously, Clemson number one in recruiting rankings for Rivals and for 247 at this point. Raptors beat the Bucks last night in double overtime. 118 to 112 to cut into the Bucks lead. Home teams won all three games so far. Milwaukee with a 2-1 lead there. Warriors try to finish off the Trailblazers tonight. 3-0 lead for Golden State. 9 o'clock up in Portland on ESPN. Tuesday, Bucks and Raptors back up in Toronto. NHL hockey, we're down just one conference final now. The Blues shut out the Sharks yesterday 3-2. They lead that series 3-2. And the Bruins await the winner of this series. So we'll see on Tuesday night, Sharks and Blues, see if the Blues can go ahead and advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. Major League Baseball over the weekend. Braves take 2 out of 3. From Milwaukee, Braves are now just 2.5 games back in that National League East. Yankees take 2 out of 3 from the Rays, and the New York Yankees are in first place in the American League East. Red Sox over the Astros 4-3. Yankees beat the Rays yesterday 13-5. Phillies over the Rockies 7-5. Indians shut out the Orioles 10-0. A's over the Tigers 5-3. Dodgers down the Reds 8-3. Marlins shut out the Mets 3-0. Brewers over the Braves 3-2 yesterday. Blue Jays over the White Sox 5-2. It was Rangers doubling up the Cardinals 8-4. Giants defeated the D-backs 3-2. Royals crowned the Angels 5-1. Pirates. What did the Pirates do to the Padres? Pirates just sunk the Padres. I don't know. Pirates won 6-4 there. Mariners beat the Twins 7-4. And the Cubs over the Nationals 6-5. And, NASCAR had their all-star race over the weekend, which included a fight. Kyle Larson won the event, and Clint Boyer goes off the second straight week. This time fights Ryan Newman. So, in a little, it's like a little Sugar Ray Leonard flurry at the end of the round, trying to steal the round kind of thing. Oh, Preakness this weekend. War of the Wheels won. And Bot Express went wire to wire without a jockey. Didn't win the race, but threw his jockey off early, and that didn't happen. So a lot to do today on a Reaction Monday. Phone calls, texts, and tweets. The guy that will, speaking of pirates, the guy that will guide this ship through this three-hour tour, the skipper, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oldest source of pop, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo!
Ahoy, Mickey. How are you?
Ahoy. I'm doing great. How are you getting on?
I'm doing well. I'm doing a nice weekend. Excited to be here this morning.
Nice. And,
sounds like we got a lot to talk about.
We do. We have tons of things to talk about. By the way, segment two today will be about
TGA Championship.
Okay, good. Looking forward to that, man. Should be nice. Can't wait.
What'd you get into this weekend?
Let me see here. Friday, played golf. Saturday, played golf. Sunday, church. Went and hit a few little golf balls this Sunday. So I took a little nap yesterday afternoon. Standard old weekend there, buddy.
Is your game where it needs to be for this upcoming week?
No.
Good. Good.
No. But I have a partner who's hopefully his game is.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be nice. I feel like I'm close, though. So I'm working at it, buddy. I'm trying, man.
What is bothering you in the game right now? Is it the big stick still?
No, I'm driving it pretty well, actually. Been working really hard on the driver and driving it pretty well. It feels like right now, man, like for every 18 holes, I'll hit one bad drive, one bad fairway wood, one bad long iron, one bad short iron, hit one bad chip and three-putt a hole, end up shooting the same score every time. But that's okay. Again, I got a great partner this weekend. I'm getting better. Hit decent yesterday. What did you get into this weekend?
It had a wonderful weekend because it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday set for baseball.
Did you like that?
Yeah. I don't know why we haven't done that all season, but here I am. It was...
BYU does that.
So much better to have a day off on the tail end of that.
Yeah.
And took advantage of yesterday. Played a quick 18 yesterday.
You went to...
a golf course.
Right.
And played a quick 18.
The one you always go to or the cheaper version?
No, we went to a different one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a six-some in front of us at one point.
Ouch. They had
four carts and six people.
It looked like an easy go sell out there.
Like, what's going on?
It looked like somebody's tailgate.
Ended up jumping them and just playing the next hole twice.
You need to do the Club Pro guy. I told you to follow him on Twitter, where his logo is, they call it a crucifixion, but his logo is, he's got his hands by his side like, come on guys, get off the green already. Matter of fact, he has a t-shirt and it looks like this. He goes, get off the damn green. So, six-sums, that's hard. I can't keep up with five-sums. I was in charge with keeping a scorecard one time. We were playing a five-sum. And my buddy yelled at me because I was like, what'd you have in that hole? 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 I was like, man, I can't keep up with five. I can't keep up with four. All I know is what I had.
Why can't people keep their own scores?
Well, you need to keep up with your bets and all that kind of stuff. But you hit it pretty good?
Not really, to be completely honest with you. I finished the day strong on 18 there. A drivable par 4. And I put it up there. I have a nice 15-yard or so chip onto the green. And I end up making a 6 on the hole. Because that's where my game is.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Let's work on it, son. Now tell me this. You like the Thursday, Friday, Saturday deal?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
How do you like the 11 o'clock and 11 o'clock, potentially 1 o'clock and noon?
I'm going to be coming in, doing the radio show in the morning, going home, getting a quick bite, and then coming right back and finishing up with
some baseball. Yeah, but man, by 2 o'clock, you're done for the day.
No, I know. That'd be fantastic.
Suck. Yeah, that doesn't suck. What were your thoughts of Clemson baseball this weekend?
Yeah, Clemson baseball takes 2 or 3 from Wake Forest, first 2 there. They still can't get anybody to pitch that third game of the series. It's Saturday, but usually Sunday. Davis Sharp got knocked around a little bit in that game, and they ended up...
Sharp's not 100% healthy, is that safe to say?
Is that right? Are we saying that?
Because why do they keep moving him back? He pitched okay the last couple weeks before, but we moved him back twice now. Went from Friday to Saturday, to Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's got to be... That's the speculation. Josh Williams and I were talking about it over the weekend. That's got to be it think about it like this. You can say, well, he hadn't pitched very well, but in his last outing, doggone it. I just messed the thing up. I'm an idiot. In his last outing before, five innings, only one run.
Yep.
So why do they back him up a day? It's got to be hurt, right? Got to be some sort of arm issue, tiredness, what it might be. Fatigue, whatever, right?
Well, he's going to need to figure it out sooner rather than later.
Because he had figured it out, though. I mean, he pitched well. Let me see now. Did not pitch well on a, remember, he actually got the win. He's got the last 2 times he went out because he shut down Gardner Webb pretty good. 10-2, and he got the win against NC State to get the win and went over to extra innings, but... Mm-hmm. He's pitched well, but they moved him back a day. The last 2 weeks, they moved him back a day each day. And it's got to be some sort of arm issue, right? Or some sort of injury issue. Why else would you move a guy back if he's pitching well?
I thought maybe it was you wanted to jump Clark up in the rotation and try to get two out of the way there.
Last week, yes.
Yep.
But you don't jump in Hennessy for Sharp.
Absolutely. That was the surprising thing this weekend.
So, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. They don't talk about it a lot, but maybe I'm wrong.
No.
But there's a reason they wanted to give him an extra day, right?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Disappointing end to the regular season losing on senior day at home.
15-4.
I mean, it's nice to win the series. It's good to win the series. You needed to win the series.
Yeah.
But to finish at 500 in the conference play, it is what it is.
Yeah, enough to get you in the NCAA tournament, though?
I think so. You're right there. I'd feel a lot better about it if you could win a game or two in the ACC tournament.
Well, if you win two, you're going to semis.
Yeah.
We'll talk about formats a little bit later on. So I can't wait. We'll talk about PGA, maybe a little more Clemson baseball coming up.
How's a little fella? I got a picture of him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, she sent that as a joke, too. Man, he's unbelievable. He's the best little fella, man. Like, he's just awesome. Can't beat him. He's amazing. He had a good weekend. Took him to church again yesterday, man. He loves the light show we have at church, which is good. So he loves going over there and seeing that. He's just cute as he can be, man. In-laws came up for the day on Saturday, and they just eat him up, man. So all that's good. I've been holding back for me.
What do you got? We got a magazine.
Yesterday.
Athlon Sports College Football Magazine.
Yep.
With old Trevor Lawrence on the cover.
Yep. Lindy's, Athlon's, and Sporting News are out. I bought Athlon. Mainly because I hadn't seen my mortgage officer yet. But I bought a $12 magazine this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you some of that today.
And sometimes you just got to treat yourself.
You're not going to like the national rankings.
Oh, no.
I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Is Clemson not one?
No.
Oh, no.
You're not going to like that. Matter of fact, in the two I've seen so far. In the three I've seen so far.
Did you stand in the aisle and just read the magazines?
Just look to see what the rankings were. Athlons and Sporting News,
mm-hmm.
Alabama 1, Clemson 2. Lindy's, Clemson 1, Alabama 2. So that hurts. Of course, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're on your top two there, I guess.
What do you got to do here to win?
I know. Win two out of the three. What do you got to do? Where are the Brooks Koepka college football? Nobody's giving us any respect. I tell you, no respect.
Brooksy.
All right, we'll talk about PGA Championship. Speaking of Brooks Koepka, when we come back, I want to tell you about our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Let me check out and see how they did this weekend. They got a little scoreboard basically over there where you can kind of tell how many of their new vehicles they have on this awesome-looking lot. Right now at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 449 vehicles on this lot. They have 330 brand-new vehicles on this huge, massive lot. Go by and see them. Right now, certified pre-owned. You can own with confidence. They have 3.99% APR for 60 months. They've got a lot of different incentives there. Folks at Granger Nissan have the summer of the SUV. Matter of fact, going on already, the Memorial Day sales event is coming on now. So go by and check out all the great inventory, cars, trucks, SUVs. It's the awesome folks over at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. 3510 Clemson Boulevard, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, 324-0650, 324-0650. The Memorial Day sales event going on already at Granger Nissan of Anderson. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to have you in segment two. Zach Orr talks PGA Championship right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry, or fish, and Sorry. Coming!
Here's your ducky.
And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low-and-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Summer is almost here, and Garrett at Tint Solutions of Easily has what you need to keep your vehicle cool and protect its interior from fading. Block out up to 99% of UV rays for as little as $49.99. With over 20 years in the business, Garrett is the exclusive dealer for NanoFlex tint film, and he does free estimates and residential and commercial tinting too, saving you money on your cooling bills. Tinting done right with Garrett Wilson at Tint Solutions of Easily. Call 630-3164.
Innovation is just one reason you should do business with Crute LED. Our ability to deliver a money-saving universal mounting bracket for parking lot lights eliminates the requirement for different types of brackets to install them. This exclusive Crute LED feature allows you to use the same bracket for round and square poles and can even be used for wall mounting. Listening to our customers and delivering new solutions is what we do. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info or to place your order today.
Pamper your vehicle with auto window tinting from Garrett Wilson and his team at TNT Solutions of Easley. Lifetime guarantee and the largest selection in the upstate. Free upgrades when you mention you heard this ad. Tint Solutions Easley, 630-3164.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. We're going to jump into some PGA Championship talk. But first, I want to tell you all about our friends over at Urban Nirvana. UrbanNirvana.com is the convenient and easy way to build your Urban Nirvana experience. You can go to the website, click on the big green gift cards tab, fill out your information, throw in your card, and bada bing, bada boom, you have yourself a massage waiting for you in a matter of days. You can print out the gift card. You can send it in an email to a loved one. Whatever floats your boat, you can do it there at UrbanNirvana.com. Convenient locations for this company up in Greenville and Columbia and down in Charleston. I use them. Mickey Plyler uses them. We can't recommend them enough. Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. Mickey Plyler. The PGA Championship was played in the month of May this year. It was played up at Bethpage Black in New York, right on Long Island. And Brooks Koepka once again walks away as the winner, as he was able to hold off Dustin Johnson yesterday and shoot 8-under to win the PGA Championship. Things got a little bit hectic on Sunday for Brooks Koepka. He half-choked away his 7-shot lead, and DJ made a run. The crowd seemed to turn on Brooks at points during that round, with chance of DJ happening as they rooted for some kind of drama and excitement during the 4 days of golf that we saw up there. Because, quite frankly, the first 3 days were a bit disappointing, if we're going to be completely honest with one another. He ends up holding on his place in PGA Championship history, secure as he wins his second straight. What do we think of Brooks Koepka's performance over the weekend? Any other names that stood out to you aside from Koepka and maybe Johnson?
Well, a couple of things, or several things. Koepka, an amazing tournament. In hindsight, this was over Friday night.
Yep.
Now, it did get a little tight, but this is one of those rare ones that there was very, very little drama in it. Koepka is the guy that for all those fans out there, the Spieth fans that I got on, and I said he's just not going to dominate like you think he's going to dominate, when everybody said it was going to be Spieth that was going to be the next Tiger Woods, I said he wouldn't because of people like Bubba Watson and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and these guys that just bomb it all over the place, that these bombers will eventually play really, really well. In looking at who he is once he broke through at the U.S. Open in 2017. Once he won there in his last eight majors now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, because he did not play in the Masters last year because of the wrist injury. He has 4 wins, a 2nd, a 6th, a 13th, and a 39th. And so he is on this great run. Now, mind you, people said he's the next Tiger Woods. Now, remind you that Tiger won 7 of 11. So Brooks would have to win the next 3 to match Tiger's best streak. But he has won 4 of his last 8 majors. He currently holds the last 2 U.S. Opens and the last 2 PGA championships. Amazing. He's a good putter. He's a good iron player. He's a good wedge player. But let's face it, it is his driver that wins him golf tournaments now. Only 6 PGA Tour wins, but 4 of those are major championships so far. He won in Phoenix, and he won the CJ Cup, which is over in Korea. He's only won on American soil on the PGA Tour one other time. But he just wins in majors. And a nice PGA championship for him. You're right, it was a little boring because it was over. Dustin, you know, did a little bit. Spieth at times did a little bit. You know, you got to give Patrick Cantlay a little credit. He's played very well in 2 straight majors now. Didn't have a chance to win, but he was, you know, two top five, top threes really, or top fives in his last 2 events. Matt Wallace is this strong Englishman who played down at Jacksonville State, actually. Luke List, the long hitters played very well. Gary Woodland, remember I gave you Gary Woodland's name, it's one of the 12. He finished in a top 10. Rory with a nice weekend, fighting back for another top 10 for him. We got introduced to players like Jazz Jadawananan, if you will. So
I will.
That was nice. Lucas Glover got him a top 20. That was nice. Xander finished 16th. I told you about Xander was my pick going into this one, which is kind of tough there. Jason Day and some of those guys. We saw Harold Varner III get in contention. Not in contention. Was in the final group before, not playing very well yesterday, but great experience for him. I thought the golf course was fantastic. I thought that Brooks Koepka was fantastic. Quite frankly, it was not a whole lot of exciting ones. We won't go back and rewatch that one a whole lot coming up. We'll remember Koepka's dominance. But, man, look at where he drove it. My goodness gracious. That driver's a weapon, and he's driving it to victories right now.
We come off of the first major of the year, obviously being down in Augusta at the Masters. The sport's biggest star wins it and holds off Brooks Koepka, right?
Yes.
And the hype and the excitement around the game is as high as it's been in a decade.
Right.
You go into this weekend, and the sport's biggest star misses the cut. And the leader, Brooks Koepka, the ultimate winner, goes wire to wire. And there was never the excitement factor
No.
that we saw down in Georgia. And it was, I mean, the course is great. There's a history there. You know, you're looking and watching on the Masters app. You're watching on CBS, and it's...
Aside from Sunday,
the Masters, it's beautiful days, great weather. You're looking at these flowers blooming, the azaleas, all this kind of great scenery, and then it's cold and a little rainy most of the week, a little dingy up there in Bethpage. It wasn't the answer for me. The excitement level. It wasn't the antidote that I needed coming off of the Masters and that high the last time I sat down and watched a full weekend of golf.
Yeah.
And that was a little disappointing, unfortunately.
Yeah, it did not have drama.
Yeah.
The golf course didn't yield drama. It got very difficult on the weekends, but it didn't yield any drama. You realize, though, Brooks Koepka, Tiger beat Brooks by 1 at the PGA, I mean at the Masters, or Brooks Koepka would have won 3 straight, if not for Tiger Woods, maybe. Of course, he'd have been tied for 2nd with his guys. But yep. It's right there in the middle of it, man. Right there in the middle of it. And, you know, Dustin Johnson finishes 1 back at the Masters and 2 back at the PGA Championship. We hadn't talked a whole lot about him, but, man, he's having, you know, 2nd place finishes in the last 2 major championships.
Mm-hmm.
It sets up really good for something. And I like it in May because it sets up really nice for something. We're going to Pebble Beach in June. We're going to the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And what this beautiful, now as nice as, I thought Bethpage held up really well.
Mm-hmm.
800's a good score. The rough was high enough. The setup was good. I thought the crowds were awesome. Weather wasn't great, but that's okay. Bethpage's great. But let's be clear, it's not Augusta National. And as far as watching a golf tournament on television, there is no better venue outside of Augusta other than Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach is the course. I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you the seventh hole at Bethpage. I can tell you the seventh hole at Pebble.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you the first 1 through 18 at Pebble because we've seen it so much now, and we are going to have, a lot of buildup. Hopefully Tiger will get a chance to play more between now and then, and we'll have the illness that he suffered through this thing.
Well, that's my next question. What do we see Tiger's schedule looking like from now until the U.S. Open as it gets played in June? Because as we started there, finished the Masters up, we were going to play the next 3 majors in 100 days.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Which is exciting for golf fans, exciting for people out there that are looking forward to the major championships. It's taxing on these guys, and it's a lot, but what are we looking for specifically Tiger going forward as he prepares for the U.S. Open?
Well, we're 4 weeks away. He won't play at Colonial this week. My guess is he plays at the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus' tournament, Dublin, Ohio, Muirfield Village.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he plays the Canadian Open the week before, and he plays the U.S. Open Pebble Beach. So I think we'll see him at the Memorial, and you won't have that rust going in. Then I'm not sure what he plays in between the U.S. Open and the British Open. Maybe see him going over early, but Port Rush 1 month after that. I love the schedule now. You get an April, a May, a June, and a July, and you get it out of the way for football season. But really, there's only one, you know, big event between now and then. But we're in 4 weeks, we'll be at Pebble Beach. And now Tiger won't have the fatigue excuse and won't have the rust excuse coming up. So we'll see a little more of him. At least once between now and then. You know, but you think about it. If he plays, if Tiger plays at the Memorial, he'll play at Augusta, and then he'll play at the U.S. Open. I mean, at the PGA. The Memorial, then the U.S. Open, maybe one more event, then the British Open. He would have played in 6 tournaments, 4 majors out of the 6 tournaments that he plays in.
Yeah.
Rest is awfully, awfully important to him. And then there's a lot of stuff after that. The Tour Championship, he'll obviously play in all that. And then we get the President's Cup and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway. Just a heck of a lot of fun, though. And I would say this is one of the most anticipated U.S. Opens that we've seen in quite some time. Great venue with a bunch of really good players playing really well right now. Anybody impress you besides Koepka?
Rory coming back from his tough start, making a top 10 there, like you said and had mentioned. It's a guy who's been fighting it, right? He's been battling with it for seemingly forever now. He has the talent to be the best player in the world, and some things just kind of get in his way during his rounds and during his appearances at these major tournaments, and it was nice to see him kind of come back and place that top 10.
Over his last, let's see what I'm saying this, 36 and 12 holes. Over his last 48 holes, Rory was 5. Rory was 600. He just got off the rounds 1 and 2 were just such bad. 2 over on round 1. And then he got off to the awful start in which he went double bogey, bogey, double bogey, birdie, par, bogey. So he was 5 over through 6 holes on Friday. And from that point in time,
a lot of guys pack it in after that.
Yeah, Roy does not.
Being 5 over after 6 holes on Friday.
Right.
You're looking at cut line right in the face.
Right. But got, you know, played much better. And he got him a nice top 10 finish. He's not playing for top 10s, but a little momentum coming out of this. I think in the U.S. Open, I think Tiger, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. Hey, maybe Spieth reintroduces himself into this thing. Cantlay's a West Coast guy. Again, the Woodlands, the McIlroys, the Luke List, these bombers, Xander, these bombers, Justin Rose, you know, maybe Ricky Fowler, who had a good, solid and it did play well yesterday, but solid up until that point in time. All set it up to a lot of drama Father's Day weekend.
Golf needs someone else to win at the U.S. Open.
You think?
I like Brooks Koepka. But the crowd was chanting DJ's name yesterday during the round.
They just wanted to see something.
Winning this one, winning the previous PGA, winning the U.S. Open before... Brooks is an unbelievable golfer. He's an elite golfer. but he's not a overly popular golfer.
Yeah, I don't think...
him winning the PGA Championship for the second year in a row didn't blow up the Twitter sphere like it did with anything else.
I think that... Now, maybe I'm wrong, okay? Had it been reversed, had DJ had the big lead and Brooks was trying to fight back, I think it would have been exact opposite. I don't think people hate Brooks Koepka. He's not...
I don't think they hate him. They just don't like him.
Brooks Koepka is not a polarizing figure by any stretch. So...
I can see it, though. He talked about before the tournament. He goes, major championships are easier to win.
They are easier to win.
They're easier to win. He goes, you got 120, right. You got 120 guys in the field. Yeah, you go in and a half because they're just not going to have a chance.
He's right,
whoa,
though.
Whoa, man.
But Jack Nicklaus said that. Nobody said anything about it. Brooks Koepka says it.
Jack Nicklaus can say whatever he wants. He's the greatest golfer of all time.
Koepka's won 4 out of 8.
Easy there, Brooksy.
If you just listen to him, what he said was right. Because, as I told you, okay. Let me prove the point here. All right. The last two majors, I've given you the 12 guys who can win, and did it come from the 12 who can win?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The rest of the PGA Tour schedule, let me tell you who's won events this year. Kevin Tway won the Safeway. Mark Leishman, Cameron Champ, Xander Schauffele did, Bryson DeChambeau, Matt Kuchar, Charles Howell III. None of those are on the 12 list. But now, Mickelson won and Rahm won. They're on that 12 list. Adam Long won the Desert Classic. Adam Long can't win a major championship.
How dare you?
J.B. Holmes, Martin Trainer, Keith Mitchell. You know what I'm saying? Paul Casey, Kevin Kisner, Graham McDowell. Corey Connors won the Texas Open. Corey Connors can't win a major. So what he say, C.T. Pan won the Heritage. You think C.T. Pan's going to win a major?
He might.
No, the point is that almost anybody in the field at Harbortown can win. Can you say that about the upcoming U.S. Open? So, isn't what Brooks Koepka say right? Isn't what he said, isn't it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are we giving the guy a hard time for? Max Homa won the Wells Fargo. It's a great golf course. Mm-hmm. Max Homa can't win at Pebble.
Why?
Because because exactly what Brooks Koepka said. He's not going to feel comfortable coming down the stretch. And he's going to choke it on out if he does play well enough to get in contention. Soong Kang won the Byron Nelson. Think Soong Kang can win at Pebble?
Man. I'm just saying I think it would be better if somebody else wins a stinking title in June.
So you have Brooks Koepka fatigue?
A little bit.
I don't blame you for that. What we need more than anything else is...
He's not an overly engaging person when he does interviews.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to grip you. You don't want to absolutely run to the television afterwards and hear what he's got to say.
Can he not just wow you with the talent, though?
Sure, and that's there. There's no doubt about it.
So is he not fun to watch only because of how stinking good he drives?
It's an absolute weapon off the tee box. There's no doubt about it.
You just need him and Tirico to be buddies.
Yeah, right? Right.
You just need, for him to be, really funny. You need him to be Fuzzy Zeller is what you need. To be a comedian, everybody likes him, and he yucks it up and laughs. To be honest with you.
Even if he wins it, just give me something. Give me 3 days or 2 days of competition and drama.
Yeah. Not his fault, though.
No, it's not. He did a great job. I'm not taking anything away from his championship.
Yeah.
I'm just, as the viewer, as a third party, you want to see something different.
I thought the setup should have been tougher on Thursday and Friday and easier on Saturday and Sunday, had some fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the exact opposite. I didn't think they nailed the setup right. Could be wrong.
Yeah, it was tough on Thursday for everybody, but Brooks got
right, right. Well, Danny Lee played well. He shot 6 under par on Thursday. What did Danny Lee do the rest of the tournament? Danny Lee did not play very well from what I remember.
Danny.
Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, Danny boy.
Danny Lee, 74, 71, 77. It got tough, man. Mm-hmm. It got really tough. Mm-hmm. A short break. I enjoyed segment two.
We'll come back. Breaks.
Oh, very short. We'll come back. I have Athlon's magazine, and you're not going to like it, Mr. Or 24. I'm going to give you a reaction to what I read all night last night on Athlon's magazine. Hey, back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. They want to make you feel young, look young, feel great, have confidence in it and everything. And you know what? Even be safer. I didn't like the scaly, sunspots on my face that hurt. I went to back to 30, and as it worked out, it was amazing. They zapped them off with an IPL pen, photo rejuvenation deal, and now my sunspots are gone, and I feel great about them again. They don't hurt anymore, and they look great again. You can do this. I'm going to do some M sculpting stuff later on. Your body, your cool sculpting, your body contouring stuff for your butt and your legs and your abs. The facial stuff like I did, or you can go, you can get like all the injection stuff and the Botox, all that, the B12 shots, the hormone replacement stuff. Let them make you feel young again, look young again, feel great again. Give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you back 10 years with four very convenient locations in the upstate of South Carolina. It's back to 30.com. We'll take a short break. Much more right after this.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Mickey Pollard here. With graduations and summer just around the corner, get ready for all the extra guests and extra foot traffic. Call Zero Res to clean everything from your carpets, area rugs, tile and grout, upholstery, and air ducts. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name. Call Zero Res for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
There's lots of reasons to celebrate in May. Our mamas, our military, Burger Month, and backyard barbecues. Clemson Blue Cheese and Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream will bring a smile, whatever the occasion. Purchase yours today at specialty food stores, select Vilos, and nearby Ingles locations. Clemson Blue Cheese and Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, proudly made in the USA with ingredients from South Carolina. Buy fresh, buy local, and support a family farm. Learn more at ClemsonBlueCheese.com and ClemsonsBest.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Get out and go with the BF Goodrich 2-week Memorial Day sale. Or you can sit back and watch summer pass you by. The choice is up to you. Between May 15th and May 31st, get a $50 or $70 rewards card after submission with purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. See Joey and Zach at Pendleton Tire Company, 906 South Mechanic Drive in Pendleton. See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for complete offer details and full list of qualifying tires. Offer expires 5/31/2019, void where prohibited.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
For nearly 25 years, the Husqvarna Auto Mower has been the number one best-selling auto mower worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends again and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. It's that simple. Easily Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers, and they've been making happy homeowners for years with the entire line of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Trust the experts at Easy Lawn and Garden and the ingenuity of Husqvarna Auto Mowers, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. It's Easy Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, heading into downtown Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
taught a business school class. You like where this is going?
I love this world. Professor Mickey.
Yes. I would use absolute waste management as a whole case study. Because this is a great example of where there is a demand, there will be a supply. Follow me, Mr. Orr 24. Did you take any business school classes over there? Or y'all history over there?
I did not take any business classes university.
This is what you would have learned.
Mm-hmm.
That wherever there is a demand, there will be a supply. The reason that absolute waste management that specializes in residential and commercial waste removal, the reason they have their company is because you and I don't want to move our old furniture, our old appliances, our old construction debris, our yard waste. When we have evictions, our garages, our attics, our rental properties, our state liquidations, our foreclosures, and all this junk is everywhere. We don't want to clean it up. When we have old stock rooms or unused equipment, we don't want to clean it up. Apartment cleanouts, whenever they don't want to do any of this kind of stuff. We don't want to do any of this kind of stuff. This is what they do. Locally owned and operated, no hidden fees, absolute waste management, no job too big, no job too small. Let them come in with very fair pricing. Get all that clutter, get all that debris, get all that junk out of your way. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free quote. You can visit them online. It's absolutewastemgmt.com. Absolute Waste Management, absolutewastemgmt.com. Text my extraordinary nurse's graduate assistant, Mickey. There you go. He pays attention, man. That's why he's so good around here. All right, I'm not going to answer the text about who has a better girlfriend, DJ or Koepka. That's not a sports-related topic. However, Athlon is a sports-related topic. Athlon magazine came out. And Mr. Orr 24, I'm going to give you some info coming out of this and get your reactions to what I read last night in Athlon's first $12, $11.99 magazine. You could listen to this show.
$12.
I know. Jeez. But it's over 300 pages this year, so about double the size it normally is. You can listen to this show and save yourself $12 because we're going to talk a lot about these preseason magazines in the next few days. National rankings. Are you ready, sir?
25.
Well, I've got 130.
Oh, we're doing all of them. Okay.
Yeah. Rice is 130. UMass 129. UTEP 120. I'm not going to go over all
of them. Go Minutemen.
Of the teams that you would care about.
Not really named two, but go ahead.
Clemson, Alabama. Louisville, number 81.
Rice and UMass.
How about that? Louisville, 81.
That's higher than I thought they would be.
Really?
Yeah, I thought they would be in the hundreds after last year.
You know who's right ahead of Louisville? Tulane, Arkansas State, Temple, South Florida, Georgia Southern's right ahead of Louisville. Georgia Tech, 75. Arkansas, 70. North Carolina, 68. Duke, 66. Ole Miss, 62. Boston College, 61. Wake Forest, 60. Pittsburgh, 54. Vanderbilt, 50. Kentucky, 48. Tennessee, 47. Wow, man. Tennessee, 47. I thought Jeremy Pruitt was the next coach at...
He's coaching waiting in Alabama while at Tennessee.
Army, 44. They don't think much of Army. Southern Cal, 43. Get ready, Herb. Herb.
You got Urban going out to Southern Cal, huh?
Yeah. UCLA, 42. How about the battle of L.A. right now? 42nd ranked UCLA versus 43rd ranked Southern Cal.
Give it time.
NC State, 38. Florida State, 33rd. South Carolina, 32nd. You like the Gamecocks are in this one?
It's not bad. It's not bad. Would you expect them to be higher or lower?
About there. Right in there. Miami, 28. Virginia Tech, 26. Are you ready for the top 25, sir?
Virginia Tech, 26 is interesting. They don't really have a whole lot going on for them at the moment.
How about Virginia, 25?
Go Cavs.
Wahoo. Iowa State, 24. Missouri, KB. Pew, KB. Pew. 23. Central Florida, 22.
Pew.
Syracuse, 21. Have you? Oh.
Nothing is going to frustrate me more than having to hype up Syracuse as Clemson gets ready to play them in early in the season.
You don't have to. Have you seen what Syracuse has already hyped up?
Yeah, I saw the Thanos Avengers video. and I laughed because it's ridiculous.
Man, they're making a big deal out of the Clemson game.
They should.
Hey, we're walking to an ambush up there, buddy.
What ambush? What ambush?
The Otto ambush.
Come on.
Otto is going to put his arms inside of his body, turn his body around, and stick his arms back outside his body
again. What's he grabbing in there? I don't know.
Auburn 20th, don't believe in it. Wisconsin 19th, that's where they always are.
Scotty.
Iowa 18, there's no difference in Iowa and Wisconsin. Nebraska 17, Michigan State 16. That's a big old Big Ten deal in there, 16 to 20. Just cram a bunch of Big Ten in there. It's a Big Ten sandwich. Oregon 15, Penn State 14, Big Ten sandwich.
Ooh.
Utah 13.
The Utes.
The two Utes. Washington 12. Now, here's a little bit interesting and where I think they missed a little bit. Texas 11. I think Texas is higher. A&M 10. Notre Dame 9. Florida 8. LSU 7. Oklahoma 6. I'm going to surprise you in a minute, buddy. Ohio State 5. In the final four, Michigan number 4.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple of places, actually.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't buy Michigan as a top four team.
I don't buy it right now, no.
So, but you do buy Georgia, Clemson, and Alabama?
Yes. Georgia, Clemson, Alabama. Now, for the ACC, they have your ACC championship game and your ACC deal. Let me give you the records, because they have conference records and overall records.
Well, hold on real quick before we move on from that ranking. Yeah. Of that top 10, I would argue Texas A&M is maybe one of two teams, maybe three, that finishes outside of the top 10 in the postseason.
A&M?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Their schedule's brutal. Absolutely brutal. Is Michigan another?
Yes. But Michigan's schedule's not brutal. That's the difference in the two. A&M's a better football team than Michigan. But Michigan's schedule will allow them to stay in it longer. Michigan has... Middle Tennessee State, Army, look out, at Wisconsin, Rutgers, Iowa, at Illinois, at Penn State, Notre Dame late, that's interesting, Notre Dame in 26, at Maryland, Michigan State, at Indiana, Ohio State.
Hey, there's nothing there. It's a gettable schedule.
Very gettable.
Who else in that top 10 could possibly fall out of it?
Florida.
Wraps up. Yeah.
Florida. And LSU could. I mean, let's face it. And who knows what Ryan Day, how he handles a little adversity over in Buckeye land and in the horseshoe this year. Notre Dame could be.
Ryan Day's going to be calling plays this year.
Yeah. I don't like that. I tell you, I don't like that one bit.
Nope. Don't like that.
No. Let me give you the ACC and the SEC in this segment. ACC and the Coastal, 7th place Georgia Tech, they say 4-8 in year one, 2-6 in the conference. North Carolina, year one, Mac Brown, 4-8, 2-6.
That is four more wins than I expect Georgia Tech to win this year.
Oh, they're going to win more than that. Duke, 5-7, 3-5. I like Tech's coach. I think they'll be better than you think they will be this year.
No QB1 up Duke this
year.
You're right.
Pittsburgh, 6-6, 4-4 overall. I mean, in the conference. Reverse those. Miami 8-4, finishing third in the Coastal Division, 5-3 overall. Virginia Tech 8-4 and also 5-3. And they have Virginia winning the Coastal at 9-4 overall and 6-2 in the ACC. In the Atlantic Division, 4-8, 2-6 overall. Boston College 6-6, 3-5. Wake Forest 7-5 overall, 3-5 in the conference. NC State 7-5, back to their normal stomping grounds at 4-4. They have Florida State at 7-5 and 4-4. Syracuse 9-3 and 5-3. And Clemson 13-0 and 8-0. They have Clemson over Virginia in the ACC championship game. Thoughts?
Clemson over Virginia in the ACC championship game?
Yeah. Clemson, Syracuse, Florida State, NC State, Wake Forest, Boston College, Louisville, and the Coastal, Virginia. Virginia Tech, Miami, Pittsburgh, Duke, North Carolina, Georgia. I think Tech's going to be a little bit better than you think they're going to be.
Why do you say that?
I think the new coach is going to bring a renewed enthusiasm, and I think they're going to play really, really hard and upset somebody at some point in time.
Play really hard, sure. Renewed enthusiasm, I'm all for it. But you're asking guys that have done A and B all their life to do C through Z now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a big ask at the Division I level.
I'm with you. Hey, I didn't ask you this quickly. I have 45 seconds. Game of Thrones ended last night?
The season finale, series finale last night.
That's it. No more Game of Thrones.
We're done with Game of Thrones.
What'd you think? Don't give it away in case
you
haven't
seen it. Yeah, I don't want to do any spoilers, but, you know, I enjoyed it. There's going to be a lot of hate of it, as there is with every series that always ends, but I enjoyed it last night.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, what takes its place now?
As the go-to show to watch for everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know, to be honest with you.
Considering I didn't watch the go-to show. Jeopardy back on tonight.
Oh, is the guy still going?
Yeah, because the tournament champion, it took 2 weeks off for tournament champions for school tournament champions.
They iced them. They iced them.
Yeah, they called some timeouts and iced the guy. Yeah,
no.
We'll see what he thinks about it. He might have gone on a 2 week little bender or something. Who knows what comes out of all that. Might have been over at Vegas really blowing all his money. Vegas is going to get all that money, by the way. You know that. He's a professional gambler. Love for you to come back. I'll have SEC stuff, some other stuff out of Athlon, and your phone call.